Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Gator.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, I think it was 2018, Lions were 0-2. And they had a Sunday night game against the defending Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots. You remember that?
Yeah.
And I got on the air that week and I said, you know, the Lions are going to win this week. And then I braced for impact and just took a beating all week long. And what happened in that game, Gator? What happened in that game?
The Lions embarrassed Tom Brady and the Patriots and made Tom Brady quit at the end of the game.
Now, Gator, I'm looking at this game. Again, here are the Lions, a 12.5-point heavy underdog at Green Bay. Will the Lions come out and shock the world tonight, just like they did against New England? Where I saw all the feedback. I saw everything everybody was saying. We took calls. You're an idiot. There's no way. And Gator, this one sets up very similarly. But I'm not going to go there. I do like the Lions plus the points, which is now, again, 12.5. This is the NFL. Blowouts are rare. They are. Great mismatches, huge mismatches are rare. I mean, the Jets last year were a 17.5-point underdog and went out and won a game, which probably cost them Trevor Lawrence, but they went out and won it. It was the Rams. I think they beat the Rams as a 17.5-point underdog. This is the NFL. Blowouts are rare. We already talked about New Orleans' ability to run the ball, 171 yards. And not only when you run the ball is that an effective way to move the football and a great way to win, you're not taking a ton of chances, but also shortens the game. Fewer possessions, when you shorten the game, if Green Bay is going to get the ball 12, 13 times, they're going to score a lot of those possessions. But if you keep the possessions down to like 9 or 10, and Green Bay only had, I think, 3 first-half possessions last week because New Orleans was able to run the ball. So the potential is there to have fewer possessions in this game. And I will not rule out, again, talk about potential. I'm not going to rule out the potential dysfunction between Aaron Rodgers and this organization. Like, that cannot be dismissed just yet. And I know this has been met when I brought it up last week with Rodgers is going to want to send a message. Of course he's going to want to send a message. You know when else he wanted to send a message? Week one. Right. Why didn't he want to send a message in week one that everything was going to be okay? So I don't know why this week is any different from last week. Yeah, he knows. Everybody knows the public furor over this relationship and the it's all about the people and him being mad at the organization and clearly planning an exit strategy. But he would have wanted to send the message in week one just as much as week two, right?
He would have, sure, but maybe just didn't have enough time to get reacclimated. And maybe there's something to be said about his teammates being pissed at him for spending all the offseason pouting about this situation. So I think the Packers needed to have some kind of come-to-Jesus meeting last week, and I don't know if they did after the game or not. That remains to be seen, but I'm damned interested in this game tonight to see how the Packers do come out, because if they look listless again, Lions have got to pounce on this.
Well, and let me give you something else here too. everybody dismisses the Lions' late charge against San Francisco, San Francisco sure. playing prevent defense and just letting Detroit dink and dunk it down the field. But you know where San Francisco didn't want the Lions to be successful? Was actually near the goal line, inside the red zone. It wasn't like they stopped trying there. It wasn't like they were okay with them driving all the way down the field and then culminating in a score. They tried to stop them when they got down to the end zone.
Yeah,
and they didn't.
And you don't want to give up 2-point conversions.
And they gave up two of them.
And you don't want to give up an onside kick.
No.
And then you don't want to give up the ensuing drive for another touchdown and another 2-point conversion. No, I think there's some from last week's loss to San Francisco and that furious attempted comeback that we can take out and say, okay, this is good. Not that, of course, yes, there was a lax defense without a doubt, but you're right. To your point, things stiffen up when you get towards the goal line because teams do have pride. They don't want the points up against them. And I keep going back to the Trey Flowers play that he made to knock the ball free from Samuel.
That's an earned turnover.
Yeah, when he was going to get the first down. He gave the Lions an opportunity to have a last drive and perhaps tie things up at the end of regulation. It didn't work out that way. But all that's thrown out the window now because now you've got a different opponent and different game plans. But one thing I would say, if the Lions want to be successful tonight, please.
I think they do want to.
But please, don't give up on the run game. If the score starts to drift a little bit out there, if mm-hmm. they get down by two touchdowns, I don't want to go away from the run game. Because if you're successful running the ball, they were successful running the ball against San Francisco.
The Lions were? Yes.
In the first half. The defense couldn't stop it, and then they felt like they felt like they had to. It drives me nuts sometimes. Like I was watching lots of the Tennessee game yesterday, and Derrick Henry is so dynamic, right?
Yep.
And then Tennessee would take him off the field, take the best player off the field because, hey, it's third down and five, and you know, we're telegraphing we're gonna throw the ball. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? Why would you take the best player off the field just because he's a runner who can change the game like that with one play? These running backs the Lions have with Swift and Williams, they've got some speed. They can make some things happen. They gashed San Francisco last week. Don't give up on it.
Well, and we already brought this up, but for people who didn't hear it, New Orleans rushed for 171 yards against the Green Bay defense. And you go, okay, well, New Orleans, you know, maybe pretty good rushing attack. Well, not yesterday. They rushed for 48 yards on 2.8 yards a carry against Carolina. So is it possible that Green Bay's rush defense is their weakness after we see what New Orleans did to them and then New Orleans came back the next week, couldn't run the ball at all? There's a chance that this feeds right into Detroit's strength, that Detroit will be able to run the football tonight. And the final thing is, again, the New Orleans thing. Dan Campbell, Aaron Glenn, they came from that team. I don't know how much Dan Campbell gets on the phone and talks with Sean Payton, but they have familiarity with the personnel right down there, and they know, okay, there's the guy in New Orleans that did this. We got a guy in Detroit that's like it that can maybe do the same thing. Like, they have a real blueprint and a great familiarity with that New Orleans roster, although they did have a lot of turnover in New Orleans, but they have more than they would most teams. I'm telling you, man, I'm not dismissing all these things, and it's why – Gator, I really like the Lions plus the 12.5 tonight. I think this game is going to be closer than the experts think. And I'm not picking to win. Let me make that clear. And in the back of my mind, does this feel like a fool's errand to go into this game thinking Lions have a chance to make it interesting? In the back of my mind, yeah, that's sitting there. But I think Green Bay is truly a vulnerable team, and it's whether or not the Lions are simply good enough to take advantage of those vulnerabilities. My instinct tells me no, not enough to win, but enough to keep this one close.
Well, yeah, I like it a lot. I like their opportunity here a lot. I definitely, you know, if I was a betting man, I would probably lean towards taking the points. And not lean, I would. I would take the points. I have taken the points, in fact, as we go through the If I Bet It segment on Friday. Both of us took the Lions plus points. Will the Lions do something similar to what New Orleans did the first week? I think the Lions' offense is similar to what New Orleans does. Running the football in a short passing game. Mm-hmm. They only threw for 148 yards against the Packers, but they were incredibly efficient. They had short fields to work at, but Winston was 14 to 20 for 148 yards, 5 touchdowns on 14 completions. So do the Lions have a short passing game? Yep.
Yes.
That's what they do. No Terrell Williams tonight. So that's their apparently they're deep threat. We'll see if anybody else is going to go deep, or are they going to go to try to have any passes over 20 yards. I don't know. Just go with what works. Be successful. And if you have to adjust, then you will have to adjust. But I think the game plan should be run the football, feed Hockenson, look at some crossing routes and short passing lanes, and go for it.
All right, I feel like it's time to take our beating. 248-539-9797. It can always start with Kang. Tell us why we're idiots.
You laid out the plan, and every team's got to have a plan going in, but it's just like Mike Tyson said, everyone's got a plan until they get hit in the face. They're going to get hit in the face tonight, and that guy's name is Aaron Rodgers. What you guys are saying is correct if they can execute that plan. The big question is, can they execute it? I don't think they can. They do have a similar offensive team like the Saints, though. Not a ton of playmakers. Alvin Kamara is pretty much the only one they got over there. The Lions hopefully have Swift and Jamal Williams, right? Receiving core, not very good with the Saints. The Lions at least have Hockenson. Quarterback, Jameis Winston, you talk about the short passing game. That's what Goff can do. Clearly, we saw that in week one, even though he did throw a lot of deep balls late in the game, but the majority of his yardage and completions were less than 7 yards, yeah. And players might, yards after catch after that. The big difference, though, is the Saints have a much better defense than the Lions. The Lions secondary,
that's a huge difference.
Noel Cuda, young, unproven. Aaron Rodgers coming off a big loss Monday night at Lambeau. It's just not a good recipe. I don't even like the backdoor cover this week. I do think that this is going to be a 2-touchdown win, at least for the Packers. But if they execute, they keep the ball, the short passing, don't let Rodgers have the ball back. I think the Packers had like 19, 18 plays in the first half against the Saints. They got to do something very similar to that. I just don't think their defense is good enough. I think the Saints' defense is much better than the Lions, and that's where their big downfall is going to be. I think Rodgers, Adams all night. I just don't see it happening.
I mean, if Fatu Melifamu's debuting tonight, what could go wrong?
Yeah, against Rodgers and Monday night in Lambeau.
Yeah. there's plenty to worry about. That's true. Two Lions specifically got mentioned by the head coach that he thinks get an opportunity tonight. But is there anyone out there that loves the Lions plus 12 and a half? Anybody love the Lions plus 12 and a half? Or anybody love the Pack minus 12 and a half? Because I feel like there's a lot of love on each side. Like a lot of Detroiters have no problem saying they think the Lions are going to get blown out, routed. And others are saying, no. Can't give them this. Too many points to give this team. 248-539-9797.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.